My broadcast. Here we go. Get started. Hey, folks, how's it going? And I know, well, you hear that stomping and clapping sound. I know you're probably going absolutely nuts at home, stomping around, trying to figure out what are you going to do to maintain your productivity during this coronavirus outbreak. I know it's nuts. I know it sounds like it's nuts. But did you know in history, sometimes when people were locked down, they made the greatest breakthroughs. And that's what we're going to talk about today, live. Follow along. We're going to get started right after this.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. It's Jovan coming back to you on the air amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. Boy, talk about a absolutely nerve-wracking, brain-twisting time during modern times to have to be locked down at home because of this epidemic. The worldwide numbers right now are about 450,000 people have been confirmed infected with coronavirus, and we're sitting at approximately 20,000 fatalities global. Now, you think you haven't been through this before, but if you watch my Facebook Live broadcast a few days ago, I talked about that, you know, throughout history, we've been there. We've done this. We've had this issue before. And if you're able to listen to my voice and you're able to see my broadcast, well, you're a survivor. You have already survived many epidemics and pandemics. You just don't realize it. And what I'm going to be talking about in this broadcast is two famous people that have molded your life in many ways. They're famous throughout history. When I say the names, you'll recognize them right away, but did you know their wild productivity, the things that they contributed to society, the knowledge, the technology, the writings that they unlocked for the world occurred when they were locked down in the midst of pandemics? Yes, sometimes when certain types of people, certain types of creative geniuses are put under immense stress, sometimes they do their best work. And certainly, right now, everybody's freaking out a bit about being locked down. So let me share with you stories of how lockdowns have changed your life for the better. That's what we're going to talk about right after this short break.
Do you know why Jovan loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Jovan will be right back.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face, even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super-duper real? GEICO Local Offices. A GEICO Local agent could tailor-fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance, all because GEICO Local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with your homeowners, condo, and renter's insurance, too. Stop by or give them a call today.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back, and this podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Jovan.
We're back, and it's absolutely nuts amidst this coronavirus. But as I've said before, you've won the lottery when it comes to suffering pandemics. Now, don't get upset at me when I say that. What I mean is this is the best time and place for anybody in the world to experience a pandemic. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner, as we play the funky winner music there, is you have to know that as every fact changes in this COVID-19 virus, and we find new information, new ways to suppress it, you're getting notified on your social media absolutely in real time. Now, that's not what anybody had in ancient times, and that's why I say this is absolutely the best time in history to actually be exposed to something like this coronavirus. Because let's face it, we're modern. We can respond. And where plagues in the past, and that's what we're going to talk about briefly. We're going to talk about some of the plagues in the past. Where plagues in the past wiped out tens of millions of people, a lot of it was just because the message couldn't get around. But since you're at home and you're probably in lockdown, or you're under a stay put or a stay in place order, and you're certainly probably not at work freaking out about the economy at the moment, let me share with you that since we've been here and done that, another angle you need to know about pandemics or epidemics is the fact that some of the world's most incredible productive minds kicked in gear when it came to being locked down, just like you and me, in a pandemic. So let me share with you two stories. The first one we're going to start with is Shakespeare, right? So you might wonder, how did Shakespeare's great escape from the plague, how did that change theater? Well, in 1606, death from the plagues led to the closure of all the theaters, just like we're experiencing right now around the globe. The disease had reached the playwright's house in London, right where Shakespeare worked, and it was to change his professional life and the whole drama. It would change everything about Shakespeare's mindset. So in late July 1606, in the midst of the theatrical season, right? And it was at the time what may have been some of Shakespeare's greatest plays ever staged. This was when Shakespeare was in the middle of King Lear and in the middle of Macbeth, right? Now, Shakespeare's companies, the Kingmen, had to actually lower their flag at the Globe Theater, and they locked their playhouse doors, just like you're finding movie theaters today. Locked their doors. You got to stay at home, pay attention to the rules, no more than two people in any one gathering, but we'll get through this together. But back then, they had to get through it too. Well, they locked their doors, and the plague kept on ebbing in and out. It had returned. See, 2 years earlier, there had already been an outbreak that had claimed the lives of 30,000 Londoners. The Privy Council, that means the bigwigs, just like you're watching our COVID-19 response team for the federal government right now, they were trying to decide what should be going on in public and what should they do with the public. And part of what they had to decide is what they called playing for the public. That had to be set aside because every week, the number kept on rising by the thousands. Now, it seems in practice that there might have been some leeways on these rules, right? Because there's always people that want to get out and want to, should we say, do it their own way, make it happen their own way. Well, yeah, some of those people got out and around. Well, what happened is now the deaths started to dip a little bit. Now, we don't have all the records. We don't have all the records because in about 1618, there was a fire, and the fire decimated some of it. But what you find during this time in late July in 1606 with the number of deaths were just wreaking havoc, that actually Shakespeare put out some of his best creative work. Now, in those times, it was people that were aged 10 to 35 that were vulnerable. Now, right now with COVID-19, we're talking about 65 and above, especially older, into the 70s and 80s. And if you have any existing medical conditions, it can create additional, should we say, worries for you because you're more susceptible. Now, back then, in that particular plague, which was the bubonic plague, by the way, here were their symptoms. They had horrible fevers, racing pulses. They were breathlessness, right? It was very hard for them to breathe. And they had actually tremendous pain in their backs, in their legs. They had thirst, and they had stumbling. Some of them suffered a great dolor of the head. Dolor basically means dulling down, heaviness. A dolor of the head. It was heaviness, solicitude, the sadness of the mind, great depression, as they called it. They also experienced bubbles. You ever heard of bubbles before? B-U-B-E-O-S, bubbles, right? Well, that was the hard swelling of the lymph glands. They're called blotches or sores during the plague. And these would form in the groin, right, in the armpit and the neck, and then they would rupture. Now, this rupturing would cause so much pain to some of the victims that they'd actually leap out windows. And a lot of these people, because of this type of symptoms, were not able to communicate, and they would basically, right at the last throes, go into delirium, right? Delirium. And all of King James VI, peoples and subjects, Scotland and England, were all, he was pressuring the counselors to do as much as they could do to mitigate the outbreak before Christmas, because it was racking the population. It was so bad. Nobody had ever experienced a thing like that. And so as this started going on, they would get a little bit of a hold of it, and then it would actually come back again. They get a little bit of a hold of it, then they would come back again. And even at the time, you know, Shakespeare wrote about it. And Shakespeare's parish during the time actually succumbed to a fire, right, at it. People around Shakespeare died from it, okay? His landlady around his neighborhood, or that was renting to him in I guess you would call it a renter, right? Renter would be the same then as it was same thou. But Shakespeare's tragedies actually weaved in and out of his writing. And it was a lot of this suffering and this pain and this death and disease in Shakespeare and what happened that, should I say, flavored his work. It was able for him to connect with people at the time. And that's part of why his legend became so indelible on everyone, because he was literally the person at the time that was, in his own way, in theater, how they did it at the time, would talk about, would relate, and the people watching it could relate to basically losing everything. But think about it. That same outbreak that allowed him to connect with people is the very same outbreak that the world came very, very close to losing Shakespeare. He could have not been here. His influence on literature could have not happened. We could have lost Shakespeare. When we come back, we're going to talk about Sir Isaac Newton. Yes, the man that had the gravity of this situation. Why you know gravity to this day? Well, he too went through a creative genius spurt during a plague lockdown. That's what we're going to talk about next when we come back.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local Geico agent could help with your homeowners, condo, and renter's insurance too. Stop by or give them a call today.
Okay, we're back, and I know everybody's thinking the same thing, is how are we going to stomp out this pandemic? How are we going to clap right back to getting our society online and going as, well, unfortunately, our society tanks because we're all locked at home, having to stay at home and not spread this coronavirus? Now, make sure you pay attention, folks. Don't take it lightly, but the bottom line is follow the rules. Follow the rules and don't expose other people. Wash your hands, stay inside the best you can, minimize it. And in a matter of a few days or weeks, we will get through it. We will get back to normal. And like I've said, history's been here before. In fact, during a pandemic, I said this, Sir Isaac Newton, he had to work from home too, just like all of us. And he used that time wisely. In fact, Sir Isaac Newton was in his early 20s when the Great Plague of London hit. He wasn't a sir yet, right? He was just a regular bloke, right? And he was just another college student at Trinity College. In fact, it would be an additional 200 years before science would discover the bacteria that actually caused the plague. They wouldn't actually know why, right, back then. And folks still practice the same things they do now that they did then to avoid the illness. But it would take 200 years to nail it down as to why were people dying of this. Think right now to COVID-19. That's why I say this is the best time and place in history for something like this to happen, because we have so much technology, because we are connected, because we can share information. We know that this particular pandemic was started in China and very well might have come from an animal, right? It was lipped from animal kind to mankind, and here it goes. Well, during that time when Sir Isaac Newton was on lockdown, he didn't have his professors to guide him. And when he wasn't under their guide, he actually thrived. He was on lockdown for well over a year. He refers to it in his writing as the Ennis Milibetus, right? And that's basically the years of wonders, is because he continued to work uninterrupted and highly focused on what was important to him. And now, what was he working on at the time? Well, he was working on mathematical problems that he had begun at Cambridge. And his writings at the time, his work at the time, was what would actually become calculus, right? And so while he's in lockdown, he had the good fortune of having a few prisms, right? With him in his bedroom, he experimented with them. And he even went as far, they say, to bore holes in his shutters in his room so that only a small beam of light could come through and hit those prisms. That's where he basically came up with his particular theories about optics. Okay, now being shut in and being focused, but being forced to get creative, but having the time to focus on it, that little bitty beam of light where he bore it in his blind so it could come in actually helped what we know about optics today. And guess what was right outside his window while he was locked down at Woolsthorpe, which is where he was locked down? What was right outside his window? An apple tree. Yes, that apple tree. That very apple tree that he would eventually be said that he would sit under, where he got bonked on the head, right? May or may not be true, but what happened is that's where he instantly understood, suddenly recognized a great epiphany in this pandemic productivity. He had a pandemic prophecy. He had the epiphany that where he came up with the theories of gravity and motion. And his assistant was a fellow by the name of John Conduit. I wonder if that's where we get the thing of a conduit too. Maybe he was the conduit to Isaac Newton, right? And so Conduit would later say this: whilst he was musing in a garden, it came into his thought that the same power of gravity, you know, which made the apple fall from the tree to the ground, was not limited to a certain distance from the earth, but must extend much further than usually was thought. Why not as high as the moon? And that was what Newton said to himself. Now, in London, a quarter of the population would end up dying from the plague in 1665 through 1666. One out of every four people died from that plague. Now, right now, we're in a crisis. We're talking about a fatality rate managed properly might be 1% or just slightly under 1%. Of course, when you provide that math across the globe, it's a tremendous amount of people. But think about that. The difference between then and now, when you can manage something properly, can mean 25 times less death upon mankind by just knowing how to deal with it and getting it under control faster, which is what we're doing with COVID-19. Now, in that 1665 to 1666, it was one of the last major outbreaks of the Black Death, right? And the 400 years that plagued it. Yes, the Black Death was around for 400 years wreaking havoc on Europe. Now, Newton eventually returned to Cambridge in 1967 with his theories in hand. And within 6 months of that highly focused work, he became a fellow. 2 years later, he became a professor. So the bottom line to remember is, if you're working at home, Remember the example that Newton set is it's not necessarily a bad thing to be able to focus in lockdown, to be able to focus and have your mind fine-tuned. In fact, it might be, like I say, that time to write that book you've always wanted to write. Be productive. Don't sulk. Be happy that you have mobile devices and phones and the internet and you're getting the information just like everybody else at the same exact time. You're able to get it. We're able to update. We're able to actually know what works and what we should be protecting ourselves against. And that's why I say we're all winners. We're in modern times with modern technology, vast medical knowledge, and we're all winners in this modern pandemic because we have the tools and technologies to deal with it. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you again next time.
Wow, that went by fast. You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media with hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey, man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
Geico,